Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, Wostal, W-O-S-T-A-L, W-O-S-T-A-L. Today is the 13th. This is, date of birth is 9362. This is a 59-year-old woman whom I was asked to see regarding hospice admission period. She's a 59-year-old woman with multiple medical issues, including psychiatric disorder, history of chronic HSV infection, anxiety, depression, and bipolar period. The paragraph patient has been told she has a rather large mass on her, in her bladder with recurrent hematuria, which has caused patient to be quite anemic and develop profound anemia with weakness and recurrent urinary tract infections. Period. The paragraph recently she continues to be weak. She's bedbound because of her severe weakness. Period. Medications includes Depakote, Acyclovir, Neurontin, Vistaril, Keflex, CHLOPRAZINE, and Bentol. Allergy, morphine, surgery, gallbladder surgery, tonsils and adenoids, and broken bones. COVID immunization, up to date. Social, she does smoke, she does drink from time to time. She has two children, she lives in a group home. She's alone at this time. She's divorced. Medical problems as above, review of systems, severe weight loss of 18 pounds in the month, 6 weeks, weakness, bedbound because of severe weakness. Conjunctiva is quite pale. Exam 90 over 60. Pulse is 100. Respiration is 22 ephemeral. Heart pulses, one pulse, two tachycardic. Lungs, few bronchi. Abdomen is soft. Neck shows longevity. Skin shows no rash. Or mucosa with amylogen. Assessment number one, history of bladder mass. Number two, severe anemia. Number three, chronic hematuria. Number four, severe pain. Number five, profound weakness. Number six, patient does meet the criteria for hospice care. The problem is we need a diagnosis. She does not want chemo or radiation. She's already decided she wants to be left alone and only treated for pain. Next number, I referred her to Dr. Williams for urology to have her biopsy done to see exactly what she suffers from and evaluation whether or not she has distant metastasis and what stage of bladder cancer she has, because that's what most likely she's suffering from, period. In the paragraph, I explained to the patient that we'll hold off on an admitting to hospice till we have a diagnosis. Patient and caregiver agree at the group home. We'll have results in the next week or so. Thank you.